But there is another point that requires our consideration. The Buddha used the expression the taste of freedom with regard to the Dharma Vinaya. Just as the great ocean has one taste, the taste of salt, so the Dharma Vinaya has one taste, the taste of freedom. What does this mean? It means that the Dharma Vinaya is pervaded, wholly pervaded, by the taste of freedom. It means that every part of the Dharma Vinaya has the taste of freedom. The Dharma Vinaya, of course, consists of a great many things, perhaps more things than in the Buddha's own day. It consists of all sorts of teachings, all sorts of practices, all sorts of institutions. It consists of philosophies, concentration techniques, ethical systems, rituals, arts, culture. But there is a question that must be asked of all of them. Do they have the taste of freedom? Do they help us directly or indirectly to become free, vimutta? Do they help us to develop insight? Do they help us to break the three fetters? Do they help us to become true individuals? Do they help us to enter the stream? If they do not, they are no part of the Buddha's teaching, no part of the Dharma Vinaya. We must admit that there are many things in present day Eastern Buddhism with regard to which we cannot answer these questions in the affirmative. There are many things that do not have this taste of freedom. Many things in the Theravada, many things in Tibetan Buddhism, many things in Zen. This is why in the SWBO we do not identify ourselves exclusively with any one form of traditional Buddhism. We follow the Buddha's own advice and accept as his teaching only what actually helps us to grow, only what actually has the taste of freedom. Now, in the course of the last hour or so, we've had quite a lot to say about freedom, quite a lot to say about vimutti, quite a lot to say about the taste of freedom. But we've not had very much to say about taste itself. It's interesting that the Buddha uses the word taste in this connection, the taste of freedom. He doesn't speak of the idea of freedom. He doesn't speak of the concept of freedom. He speaks of the taste of freedom. We could say that he speaks of the Dharma Vinaya as having the taste of freedom only because he has already spoken of the great ocean as having the taste of salt. But why did he speak of the great ocean in this way in the first place? Presumably, the Buddha selected certain qualities of the great ocean because they enabled him to emphasize certain qualities of the Dharma Vinaya. He spoke of the great ocean as having the taste of salt because he wanted to make it clear that the Dharma Vinaya had the taste of freedom. In other words, wanted to emphasize that freedom was something to be tasted, something to be experienced. So let us look at this a little more closely. We've seen that the Pali word for taste is rasa. Rasa in the first place means juice. Juice, of course, is a liquid, a fluid. And a fluid is something that flows. It's something that has no fixed form. And freedom also is like that. Vimutti also is like that. It's not something fixed and specific. It's not something conditioned. On the contrary, it is absolute and unconditioned. Similarly, with the Dharma Vinaya itself. The Dharma Vinaya has the taste of freedom. It's pervaded by the taste of freedom. It is, in fact, we may say, an uninterrupted, spontaneous flow of spiritual and transcendental states. That flow may crystallize into different teachings, practices, and so on, but it is not to be identified with them. Rasa also means just, not juice, but taste. And taste, of course, is a matter of direct experience. To say that the Dharma Vinaya has the taste of freedom means that if you practice the Dharma Vinaya, you will have the direct experience of freedom. You will become free. Again, rasa means special quality. The direct experience of freedom is the special quality of the Dharma Vinaya. It's the quality by which you can recognize it. If it doesn't have this quality, it isn't the Dharma Vinaya. Just as if something doesn't taste sweet, it can't be sugar. So this special quality gives the Dharma Vinaya its special flavor, as it were. So rasa also means flavor. With practice, we begin to appreciate this flavor. We begin to relish it. We begin to take pleasure in it. We begin to enjoy it. Rasa, therefore, means relish and pleasure. In addition, it means essential property. The experience of freedom is essential to the Dharma Vinaya. There's no Dharma Vinaya without it. Whatever else you may have, if you don't have the experience of freedom, you don't have the Dharma Vinaya. And finally, rasa means extract or essence. If you boil the Dharma Vinaya down, so to speak, what do you get? If you go on boiling and boiling and boiling, this vast ocean, until you get a single drop, what do you get? What is that drop? You get freedom. You get vimutti. If you want to reduce the Dharma Vinaya to one word, what is that one word? It is the word freedom. The word vimutti.